competition center, and you and Gino have put UR Delaware in your rearview mirror by now, but the fact that there is that commonality there, does that give him an edge over ACA?
I doubt it. I'm not the one making the decision. I mean, it's up to the coaches and how those guys play. So, you know, you really just have to get down to how they play in practice and how they perform in the preseason games.
Do you feel any different this year entering training camp than you did last year at the same exact time?
Not really. It's still training camp, and you're still happy to be here, but it's still training camp. So, yeah, you still feel the same.
Yeah, but how about you yourself? New contract, Super Bowl MVP, the whole and everything that goes with that. Have you changed at all?
I don't think so. I guess you guys can tell me that after a couple weeks of being with me, but I don't think so. I mean, you know, when you're here, you're really thinking football. I mean, yeah. I mean, I'd be a liar if you didn't think about that other stuff a little bit, but it doesn't affect anything that you do out in the field.
When you're able to enjoy what you enjoyed after the Super Bowl, and there's a certain period of time where you get some time to yourself and family, this year versus other years, is there a point in the summer when football clock starts running and you start getting eager to get in here?
You definitely become bored pretty quickly. You always think you're going to go and enjoy 5 months and or whatever you have off, but you definitely become bored pretty quickly. And I don't know if I'm always eager to get back in here, but when you do come back in here, you know, it's refreshing. You realize how much fun you have doing it, just sitting in the meetings, going out in the practice field, joking around with the guys. So, you know, I think to some extent we're all kind of eager to get back here. To some extent we're all kind of like, another camp. But when you get back here, it's just refreshing to know that, you know, this is what we love. It is a lot of fun. Great guys, great coaches. So, yeah, I mean, it's been fun the first couple of days here. And I think, you know, now being here, I'm definitely excited to get going.
So when you finish the year the way you did, do you think at all what you can do for an encore after a performance like that?
Not really. I think we were a good team. I think we've been a good team. I think we still have I think our expectations on ourselves are to be a very good team again. But I don't think we think about last year at all. I mean, our team is different, just like it is every year. We got a lot of guys that are hungry to get to where we've been, to get to where we were last year. We got a lot of guys to get back to where we were last year that are hungry to get back to where we were last year. Every season's a new season, and you kind of approach it in little different ways and ways you think you can get better. I haven't really thought about, you know, an encore. I've just kind of thought about getting the best that we can get so that we can go out there and win some more football games.
So it looked like you were looking at Matt Eno's direction a little bit as you guys were working on some hurry-up stuff. What are your impressions of Matt? How is he practicing?
He seems like a cool dude. I have no idea who's out there, though, when I'm playing. I'm just trying to go wherever the defense isn't. I honestly don't have an extra eye on him or anything. I couldn't told you where he was on any of those plays, but he seems like a pretty good dude and a good football player from what you can see on tape. So,
have you started to learn some of these guys' names and numbers since last time? I know you were working on
it. Well, I don't think being here for a couple of days and then being gone for a month really helps you out in that, but you know, it's a process every year. I mean, our team turns over every single year. Jamil McLean was just telling me that since when me and him got here in 2008, him and Ray Rice are the only people from our class that are still here. And there's four other guys that were on the team at that point that are still here. So that's seven total guys that were here in 2008 that are still here. I mean, and it's every year. I mean, that just lets you know every single year there's a ton of turnover, and you have to get used to getting to know new guys and learning new faces and names. And, yeah, that's really part of what's cool about our job is we get to meet so many different people and hang out with so many different people from all over the place and, you know, try to stay the same successful team that we are every year, even if we have to add a couple new guys in.
Key to transitioning so many new guys in and meshing and continuing to be successful year after year? Because it's not always easy. You bring in different chemistry every year?
Getting good players. That's the easy answer, I guess. And I think we got a good culture in our locker room. Everybody knows how to work. And I think it's gotten passed down from generation to generation. And I think that definitely helps.
Joe, do you feel any, with the contract and everything accomplished last year, any sense that you have to be a leader to take the team on yourself, to be the face and the voice at all?
Well, I'm always a leader. I'm not going to really change my role. You know, we don't have Ray Lewis here anymore, if that's what you're asking. But me and him are probably different in the terms that we lead anyway, and I'm not going to change what I do at all just because I make more money. that has nothing to do with leading a football team. I'm going to go out there, I'm going to play well, I'm going to lead by example, and I'm going to have fun with my guys, and I'm going to get them to trust me, and we're going to be a good football team because of it.
Joe, what ways do you want to build off last year personally?
Well, I think we did some things pretty good at times on offense, and especially at the end of the season, we started to really hit the ground running. And I think we just got to build on that and be consistent and do it throughout the 16-game season, and into the playoffs again. And I think we have the guys to do it. It's just a matter of staying healthy, working hard, and getting on the same page, and then having that hunger to go do it again.
Joe, we saw you escape out of the pocket to the right over there. We're running out of the pocket this year.
It's really just whatever it calls for. I know at the end of the season when you get really, really good protection and you have some room to move in there, stuff like that tends to happen. I hope I don't have to do too much of it. It's not something that I necessarily look to do, so I doubt it'll come really anymore. You hope that you have some room in there to move around and look for guys, and then if you have time, make a play downfield if you have to, but I'm not going to make a living doing it. And if I was to do that, I'd probably be out of the game after like four of them and on the sideline for the rest of the season. So I'm not going to make my living doing that.
Joe, what have you seen from Tyrod Taylor in terms of where he's progressed?
I mean, we've been here for a couple of days. I mean, Tyrod's a good quarterback. He has all the physical skills, and he's a smart kid. So he's going to do nothing but get better and better. And as time goes on and the more reps he gets, I'd like to keep his reps at a minimum, not necessarily during training camp, but all the other times. So, that's the thing with him is, just the reps that he gets is taking as full of advantage as he can, and just continuing to improve. And like I said, he's got all the physical skills, all the mental skills. It's just a matter of getting out there and getting a chance at some point.
Joe, what's it like, like you said, there's only seven guys here since you got here. What's it like now being one of the most tenured guys in the locker room? When you look around, you've been here the longest.
Well, you don't really think of it until, something like that comes up and somebody says that to you or you guys ask about it. You don't really think about it. You just kind of roll with the flow and, like I said, you develop relationships with the new guys, and it's a business. It's a football team, and, it's just a lot of fun. Like I said, it's a shame that you don't get to spend as much time with all the guys that you came in with, but that's the business side of it. New guys rolling in and out of here, and those guys are on other teams, a lot of them, so it kind of makes it fun when you play those other teams. You know guys on there, and you can compete with them a little bit more.
Joe, after last year, is there, with the new contract and all that, and winning a Super Bowl, is there less or more pressure on you to perform well this year, given what you've gone through and what you've...
I don't know. I really don't know. I think if we didn't win... Y'all would still be saying we suck. If we did win, y'all still say the same. I don't know about you guys here, but a lot of people. So I don't think it really matters either way. All we can do is go out there and keep winning, just like we have every year we've been here, and not really worry about what people say and what our expectations are and what the pressure is going to be. Who really cares? I mean, I can't really complain at this point. We won last year. I have a lot of money, or I'm going to get a lot of money. And we're going to win football games. That's the way it is around here, and that's what we're going to get used to, and that's what we want to be used to, is winning football games. And we're not going to apologize for acting like we're a good football team. And, our expectations are high, and we don't care if that comes with pressure or if it's not pressure, whatever it is. We expect to win.
Joe, it must have been a little weird, though, for you not to see number 52, a guy who's the face of the franchise out there in training camp.
He's taking like three reps out here at this practice. He wouldn't be here anyway, and he'd probably be taking three reps, and all the three reps that he was in there, you would know he was in there. He'd be drawing back and forth with you and, acting like he's Superman. But, believe me, he brought a lot of fun to the practice field, and, that's never going to be replaced. I mean, a lot of the guys that we lost, they were a lot of fun to be out here with. And, we'll miss that part a little bit, but, everybody's, has a little bit of that. He just happened to be a little bit extra special, but, I think the guys that we have, we're focused on being good and having a team of our own, so you don't really think about that too much.
Joe, how much pride do you take in your durability?
It's something you don't really think about. I don't you know, yeah, I don't think it's like, you know, the end all be all, but yeah, I mean, I'm definitely proud to say that I can be there for my team every Sunday. I mean, it's not about being hurt, not being hurt, and have being durable. I mean, you know, as a player and as a quarterback, where there really is only one of you on every Sunday, you know, you just take pride in the fact that you can, you know, you can show up for your teammates, and you know, you can hopefully give the best performance that you can give each and every week. And I think that definitely helps out a lot in terms of you know, just being a leader on the team, and you know, all the other guys can trust the fact that you're going to be out there for them.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks, Joe.